This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Prime time on Football Friday.
No one comes into our house and pushes us around.
1080 The Fan.
How you play today from this moment on is how you will be remembered.
This is a Football Friday edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Football Friday with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? What are you doing?
Just getting ready to sports.
Who's winning?
No one's winning. If you watch the Rams and the Niners, we all lost.
What a mess that was.
We had the nerve to try to talk about that game as if it was going to be meaningful.
Well, I mean, the result was meaningful.
It was, but never talk about a Thursday game like it's going to be good, because it never is.
That's embarrassing.
It just never is.
Hey, the under was fine.
Although
the Rams had 15 yards passing in the first half and won.
The Packers-Lions the week before was really good.
And I think that set us up for failure.
But that was good only because they both played on Thanksgiving, so they had actually had a full week.
Yeah. And I think we forgot how bad late season Thursday night football was.
Isn't all season Thursday night football bad?
It's worse when you get to the end of the year because everyone's beat up.
At the beginning
of the year, you can get some decent games, but...
No, we had guys that didn't even want to play. They were like, I don't want to play.
Yeah.
Go in there.
No.
I don't want to go in there.
I can tell you that there may be some recency bias here because, like, I may have blacked out some other games from my memory. I can't recall a worse football game than that.
We had one last year when we were operating out of the closet over there that was like, it was 10-9, I think, was the final.
When we were in the closet, but now we're out. I feel better.
Well, when we've moved to a studio.
I feel better about
myself.
We're
free.
I feel like I'm authentically myself now.
We were in the hall closet.
I feel better.
Can I do
Yarmakula?
Yes, you can.
A radio shout out?
Yeah, shout out, man.
How about Danny and Dusty's Army Navy show?
That was really cool.
Was that the coolest show the fan has had?
It was
pretty
awesome.
That was great.
Yes, it was.
I didn't get to hear all of it. But what
USA,
I did hear,
USA,
I thought it was wonderful.
USA.
Now, I have no idea why they're there.
USAA just reached out, and I guess they reached out to Dusty and were like, because they're the presenting sponsor. And they were like, do you guys want to come out and do the show? And Dusty was like, he said at first he thought it was like a scam. Like that they wanted to, you know, give him some Nigerian prince's money and go to the Army-Navy game. But once he reached back out and the guy was like, no, he goes, we'd like to take your show out there. And so they were like, yeah. And there they go.
I can't believe Odyssey would pay for that.
They did not. That's USAA.
Oh, so they flew him out.
Yes.
Okay. They put him up.
They took
an Odyssey station.
Yes. Okay. That makes more sense.
That was sponsored. That was all USAA's doing. That was not.
And USAA is insurance for
military
veterans.
Yes. Nice. And anyone in the family. And nice. Like they had one of the head honchos on there who flew the F-14 Tomcat.
That's part of the show that I heard.
Yeah.
That guy was great.
I got a man crush on that dude, and they had Ron Rivera on there, and they had the
Joe Theismann.
Yeah. They had basically, I forget, it was like the superintendent, basically the athletic director at West Point. It was awesome. I've talked about this for years. I have a huge crush on the Army-Navy game. I have the utmost respect for the people that go to that. And I've always said this, if you were to take a slice of America and say, this is the best that we have to offer, and no one's perfect, and I'm not saying everyone that's in the military is perfect.
America, yeah!
Far from it. I don't like when we put blanket statements on anyone. But if you asked me that I had to take a group of people from one place and say, this is the best of what we have to offer, I truly believe that it's our military academies. For those guys, especially the guys that play sports, you have to have an Ivy League education. You have to go through all of the rigors, and they don't cut you any slack of what the regular academy members have to do. And on top of that, you have to put in a D1 workload in your sports. I don't know how anyone does that. And most of those people never go on and do anything professionally. Occasionally you get one or two that can go on and play at the next level. But for the most part, those guys are just doing it for, you know, the love of the game, man. They're just out there grinding. And I just am amazed by those kids and just those academies. And so I just have absolute reverence for that game. And I was very jealous of Danny and Dusty for getting to go out. And they were doing it from the doorstep of Arlington National, which if you've never been,
I've been there.
Go and get ready to cry.
That place is incredibly moving.
Yeah.
Where's the game this year?
It's in Washington, D.C.
Okay, but where?
At FedEx Field.
They played at the NFL stadium?
Is it still FedEx Field, by the way? Or do they?
I think it is.
I think it is. Well, they bump it around, but this year it's in D.C. at the Commander Stadium, which I believe is still FedEx Field.
I thought they always played it in Philly.
That's now Northwest Stadium.
Okay.
Is that, that's where
even though it's in the Northeast.
That's the old FedEx Field. Okay. It's where the Commanders play.
They call it Northwest Stadium?
That's what it's called now.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Is that a sponsor?
It has to be.
Yeah.
Well, that's what fine. Are they?
Well, if I'm going to find out.
How about that? Directions just now sponsoring stadium.
Yeah, why not? Southwest Stadium. They used to have it, obviously, in between New York, West Point, and Annapolis, and then they moved it to Philly.
Northwest Federal Credit Union. They didn't want that to all be on there, so it's just Northwest, even though it's in the Northeast.
And Philly kind of came to own the game. Like, when I went and saw it a couple years ago, it was at the Link, the home of the Eagles.
That's where I thought it always was.
And now they've decided that they bump it around. It's still it's more often than not played in Philadelphia, but they moved it to Boston. They moved it to DC. So there are some places they're jumping around to some different NFL stadiums, but for the most part, Philly is its home.
Let's bring it to Portland.
I don't quite think that's going to work.
Think that's a good fit?
Probably not.
PG Park.
Mainly we don't have an NFL stadium.
Or I mean, and Providence Park.
Yeah. That's not,
come on, man.
That's not going to work.
No. That'd be awesome. No.
So I think they keep it in that area. I don't think they're moving it to.
Yeah, so this year it's in Landover. Next year, Baltimore. The year after that, it's at MetLife. And then it's back at Lincoln Financial for 2027.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you if you ever get a chance to go, I highly recommend it. It is it's my favorite sporting event I've ever been to. And you're just going to, if that doesn't get you with a little national pride, then you just don't have any. You're not gonna feel it. But it's a pretty special event.
Well, I love Army Navy for a whole different reason, Jace.
And that is,
well, it's the only football game on.
That is true.
Well, it's not the only football game, but because I think the FCS playoffs start.
It's the only Division I.
It's like the only game
standalone.
I always hate Heisman Weekend for that reason.
Yeah,
but it's Army Navy.
Football!
You know, Army Navy saves us. At least we get that.
Yeah, and they call it America's game.
Yeah, at least we get that.
Yes.
And I like to bet on it.
And I root for Army 364 days of the year, but not that one. So go Navy, beat Army.
All right. Well, this is your last show.
This is it.
And before you die.
And then I'm dead. Yeah. I'm dying.
Oh. We're going to miss you. No, he's not dying, guys. He's just docking the yacht.
Yep.
Docking the yacht.
Shutting her down for a while.
For the holidays.
Shutting her down.
Yeah. Got to go drink.
Got a lot of drinking to do.
Going to Canada.
Got to go to Canada and again do some more drinking.
Drink some syrup.
See some hockey. Yeah. Celebrate in the Great White North. Mainly because my daughter insisted on coming in from Korea and it's too hard to get her to Mexico. So Canada it is. Let's go. The Great White North.
Dock that yacht.
Easier to drive to Canada than it is to drive to Mexico. It's a bit of a bit of a hike to get down south of the border.
Well, let's make it a good one. Ready, break.
Can't be any worse than, again, what we saw last night.
What do you mean? Oh, the game?
The game.
Oh.
I still have.
You're comparing us to a football game?
Well, I'm traumatized.
I mean, it sucked, but who cares?
I care.
Let's move on.
I care. It's a great weekend of football in the
NFL.
Who
will score more points, Rams, Niners, or Army-Navy?
I would assume Army-Navy.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so. Both have pretty
total
good offenses.
Total set at 39.
Yeah, they got good offenses.
What was the total last night?
18?
No, I mean.
Oh, it was set at 49.
Yeah, the under all day. A big 12-16.
But they only scored 18 combined.
Is it cold out there in Washington for this game?
I would assume that it's cold.
I think it is cold, but I don't think they're expecting other weather to be an issue.
But you mentioned we don't have college football. It's a really good weekend in the NFL.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We get Bills.
There's some big games.
Lions.
Yes.
We get Steelers, Eagles.
Sign me up.
And we get Packers, Seahawks.
And then, hey, sneaky one.
What else? Did I miss one?
Well, you missed one. And it may not be on paper the best game, but as far as playoffs go, dude, the Colts and Broncos is enormous.
Oh, is it?
They were saying that some of the advanced analytics, when you look at like odds, this may be the biggest swing in playoff odds, this game right here, that we've seen in like 10 years. If the Broncos win this game, they have a 90%+ chance to make the playoffs, right? If the Broncos lose it, they're down to almost a 50-50 split.
Playoffs?
If the Colts lose this game, they're basically done. If the Colts win it, they're up to like 68%.
Wow.
Like there is, when you look at the rest of their schedule and win probabilities, this is an enormous game for both the Broncos and the Colts.
All right.
And the Broncos at 8-5, Colts at 6-7. So
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, it might. And you got Bo Nix and Anthony Richardson's playing a little better. Just keep an eye on that. That may end up being a good game with massive implications.
I like Denver.
Yeah.
I like Bo Nix. I don't know what to make of the Colts, though.
I don't either.
I still can't get behind them being in a, quote, big game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they win this,
I know, but I just don't. They're weird. I feel like they're not very good, but they're kind of good, and they're better than I think, but they're not that good.
I think they're dangerous or they're frisky, the Colts.
you're calling them frisky.
Well, I don't think they're good.
Twitchy.
But
I don't
think
they're good either.
But I think they can be good, which makes them frisky.
They're in a lot of games.
And they can even be good for series, quarters. Like, they don't have to be good for a whole game.
Frisky. Another sneaky one is Bucks.
Chiefs-Browns.
Bucks and Chargers.
Bucks, Chargers. Oh, yeah.
7-6, division. And
I like watching the Chargers.
Chargers are 8-5.
I like Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I'm a Jim Harbaugh guy.
So.
And Justin Hebert.
And then you got the Cowboys.
Block cocked, ready to rock.
Herbert cut his hair.
I know. I was a little disappointed.
I didn't like that.
At Sport Clips.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Did he really go to Sport Clips?
He really went to Sport Clips. The woman who cut his hair.
I think it's really sexy.
He was wearing like a Traeger t-shirt, and she was like, oh, my God. And it was like a $20 haircut.
So he didn't. That's not like an endorsement. He just walked into a Sports Clip.
It sounds like it's maybe gonna be an endorsement, but yeah, he just.
Well, he posted a picture with the woman who cut his hair.
I think she posted it.
Or she posted it.
With his permission.
Because she was like, such a nice young man.
Just the nicest young man.
He's just the nicest. And so she posted that, and then it went viral because Justin Herbert's a really nice guy.
Well,
Yeah.
That's a bit of an upset.
She said it made her day.
Justin Herbert.
Well, I remember previously he let the strength coach cut his hair. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. But that was before he's worth like $300 million.
Yes.
Yeah, but people don't change. You know, like he doesn't care.
No.
$20, but, whatever. Hmm. You know?
Yeah, he had good flow going.
By the way, did you see the new NIL deal for Dylan Gabriel?
No, what's he got?
Gillen Dabriel.
Dylan? Dylan the Pickle?
Dane Dones.
What did he get?
He's Great Clips.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean.
He's doing Great Clips.
Sure. Hey, everyone needs an affordable haircut, and a quality service at an affordable price.
I will say, Gabriel's haircut always looks pretty fresh.
Yeah, he always has.
I mean, even when he takes the helmet off, he's got good helmet hair.
But do you think he really goes to Great Clips? Because it sounds
like. I bet he does now.
Probably not.
It sounds like it's just for the playoff. The playoff!
Oh, playoffs.
I always wonder, like. You think Tiger Woods really drives a Buick when he was doing all those Buick ads? I'm like,
my favorite is when
Shaq gave him one.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, that's a lot of those. Like when Shaq was endorsing a car company or whatever, I'm like.
Blake Griffin was Mr. Kia for all those years. Remember he jumped over one in the dunk contest?
You're not driving a Kia. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Oh, well, maybe now we all need to go to Great Clips.
Huh?
Where do you get your hair cut, Isaac Rupp?
My wife's stylist.
Oh.
She cuts it for me.
So you're saying you're too good for Great Clips and Sport Clips?
Oh, no, I'd go there. I don't care. I don't care, honestly. I just go to her. Although my wife went with me today and it was kind of weird.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's like, I want to go with you. I'm like, okay.
Why?
And like, she sat there and talked to the, you know, because how the ladies chit chat.
Yeah. So well, they cut your hair.
Tell her like, go get your own hair done. Mm-hmm. This is my time.
Well, no, I don't. I mean,
Rob wants to be.
I mean, you don't want to bend the ear of your stylist.
Come on. Myself.
Is she hot? Is that what this is?
No. Well, yeah. Hot? Yeah. Of course she is. Yeah. But I went in the back to get my hair washed.
Yeah, you did.
You know what I'm saying? If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I went in the back, get my hair washed, and she's like, "You're being awful quiet." I'm like, "Well, my wife's in there.
Mm.
She's talking."
That's awkward.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm with you. That's an awkward experience.
Yeah, I was like, "What is this?" She was like, "Are you? You don't want her to come anymore, do you?" And I'm like, "No, I don't." She's great.
Yeah,
Kate. She's shout out.
Shout out, Kate.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just kind of a weird day. But anyway, that's where I get my haircut. Yeah. But I, you know, like I said, I used to get it from the little lady down the street.
I don't know.
What's her name?
I haven't had a haircut in like 20 years, so I
oh, man, I
forgot
tell her name. She was great. Mm. $15. You know.
That's what it cost me to get my my beard. I do a beard trim once a month.
What is the average haircut for a male? What do guys pay for a haircut?
I think at like the sport clips, you're probably into it for $15 to $20.
Yeah.
Something like that.
See, I bet it's more.
I think gone are the days of the $15 haircut for the most part. They're
30.
I think you're baseline looking at $20.
Well, I
like
will say,
low as you go.
If getting my beard cut is $15, I would assume that a haircut is more than that, right? One would assume. But I don't know. Think about all the money I save being bald.
Oh.
On their site, they don't give you prices.
Yeah, see? That's where they get you.
Oh, well, I think it's location-based.
Oh, I would assume that was like universally set.
I think that they fluctuate in places where like the rent is higher for their businesses and stuff.
Typical haircut at Sport Clips, referred to as the MVP haircut experience. We're just doing free advertising for them. $20 and $25.
Okay.
Then potential variations depend on location and additional services added.
What kind of services?
It just says additional. But you're going to pay more for a complex style or additional treatments like a hot
complex
towel
style, really?
Complex. Does anyone go to Sport Clips for a complex style?
Well, anyway, it's Dylan Gabriel, Jesse Palmer, I think. And there's one other player, Riley Leonard.
Mm.
They all get their hair cut at Great Clips,
Great
as far as you know.
Ah, yes.
For the playoff. You'll be seeing that during the playoff.
Yeah, I'm sure that Jesse Palmer, host of The Bachelor, gets his hair
And his hair looks tight.
Yes. His hair is immaculate.
I promise you that at
Can
no point...
Can you get
point,
that at Great Clips?
I promise you that at no time in his life has a Great Clip pair of scissors ever touched Jesse Palmer's head.
They allowed his stylist to come with him to a Great Clips and perform it in one of their chairs.
I'm saying Jesse Palmer's haircut, minimum $175.
Oh, I think it'd start at $300.
Minimum.
You think so?
Yep.
I really want to know the answer to this.
Yeah. My buddy is he's a hoity-toity guy, and he gets his hair cut in San Francisco.
What?
Yeah, he goes to San Francisco to get his hair cut.
Oh, come on.
No. Well, he does business down there a bunch. And when he goes down there, there's one lady that he lets cut his hair, and it is, we were talking about it one day. It was shocking. I did not know that male haircuts could...
what could they possibly do that...
If you talk to him, it's the best.
That justifies the upgrade or the price to
hundreds of dollars.
Really?
Yes. Hundreds.
Is his haircut complicated?
No, but it always looks good. It's a sharp cut.
Well, it better.
I'm just saying. Like when I cause I was like kind of bugging him. I was like, what is like a fancy haircut? And it's like right in Union Square. It's like right there, like the fancy part of San Francisco.
Oh, that part of San Francisco where Ricky Pearsall got shot.
Yes, it was right there where Ricky Pearsall got shot.
That's where my first job was, on that very corner.
Yeah, it's spendy. It's spendy.
Okay. You ready to go?
Not really, but let's do it anyways.
What do you mean you're not ready? You're about ready to go on vacation.
Yeah.
You're not fired up?
To do this show or to go on vacation?
No,
we're gonna
go blow some
ducks. Yeah.
We're going to go blow some ducks.
Is there duck hunting right now? You know what I'm going to get? I'm going to give you some genuine fake enthusiasm.
I'm not sensing much out of you over there.
What are you talking about? I am so ready to go.
You think Joey's going to bring it today? We got Joey today.
I need some caffeine.
I'm going to ask him about the ducks.
Blowing ducks or?
8 weeks until they play.
That seems, again, a bit much.
What?
Was it 24 days in between games?
Yeah. 24 days is correct.
24 days. That is long. It's almost February. It's a few short of a February.
You know what they call that?
What?
Ridic.
is that what the kids are saying nowadays?
Yeah.
All right. I'm being forced to watch Texas and Creighton volleyball right now for some reason.
Yeah, that's the other thing about Fridays this time of year.
Yeah, it's like,
what are we supposed to watch, the NBA?
No. No, I'll tell you right now, women's volleyball, Texas Creighton, that's 3-2. I will watch this over the NBA any day and twice on Friday. I'll tell you what, too. I kind of like what Texas has going on.
All right, let's get to our poll question. It's coming up next on The Fan.
I got something's on.
All right, coming up next. Look at you go, baseball.
What did baseball do again?
What?
Two big trades today, dude.
No.
Come on, like, man.
Baseball.
Come on, dude.
Come on. I thought you were talking about the hot Ruben Sierra news.
There's no hot Ruben Sierra news. Mm.
Just Ruben Sierra patting himself on the back.
Yeah. Somebody asked, who has the best swing? And Ruben Sierra responded, Ruben Sierra.
Would you expect anything less?
If
you
I don't know anything about Ruben Sierra other than, like, his personality.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, if you ask Ken Griffey Jr. who had the best swing, wouldn't he say Ken Griffey Jr.? Even though the correct answer is Will Clark, just saying.
I mean, he might say that, but I would expect maybe some humility. Yeah,
humility.
Yeah. But maybe not out of Ruben Sierra, we've learned.
Ricky Henderson, I'm guessing, says Ricky
Henderson.
Come
on, Ruben Sierra. I mean, when I think of him as a nice player. But I don't think of his swing being so beautiful.
I think of the iconic leg kick.
Leg kick, yeah.
He raised that front leg higher than just about any hitter.
I mean, when you think of great baseball swings, a lot of them are lefties, you know?
Yeah, it is true. Like, I mean, Griffey, Clark.
You remember Wally Joyner?
I do remember Wally Joyner.
What a sweet swing that MF-er had.
He did, because sometimes the sweetest swing isn't necessarily the best swing, right?
Why is it that we love baseball lefty swings, but golf lefty swings look terrible?
I don't know. That's a good question. I've never really thought about that. But, like, Teddy Williams was left-handed, and is it just, like, I don't know, is it because it's abnormal? Like, I mean, the vast majority, isn't 75-80% of the people right-handed?
Yeah.
I think that's about right.
Yeah. All you mids out there.
Oh, gosh. Dude, that's way worse than I thought.
What?
The percentage of lefties out there.
How many of us are there? Special ones, great ones.
Less than 10%.
Yeah.
Look at us go.
Very special. Oh, you won? I didn't know that.
We've talked about this.
We have?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you were lefty. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Do we know why the majority of people are right-handed? Are we? I mean, I know the world is designed for right-handed people. And
one of these days, Rob's going to pass me down some golf clubs.
Yeah. I have an extra set, but they're in another city.
Well, there is a ton of golf clubs right now.
There's a ton of people that are left-handed that grow up golfing right-handed just because of accessibility. God bless America.
You're doing great.
Yeah, I'm doing great. The ability to get their hands on right-handed clubs a lot easier. My son is left-handed, and a lot of the stuff he does right, just because he saw everyone else do it that way, and he can kind of go both ways. He's ambidextrous.
My dad is that exact same way. He was like he was a tennis player growing up, and they took him to his first lesson. They're like, well, is he left-handed or right-handed? And she's like, my grandma's like, what's normal? Well, right-handed. Okay, teach him that way. Naturally lefty, played everything right-handed.
Yeah. Like, I just remember, like, when we would play, like, I would have a hockey stick, and they were all right-handed sticks, so we learned to right-handed. Same thing with golf clubs. And then as he got older, I would have to ask him, I'm like, which, I did the same thing. When he would play Little League, I'm like, which way feels better? And he'd be like, oh, I don't know. He's like 7. I'm like, well, you gotta pick one, bud. We gotta buy a glove. And he's a grab bag on which side he
Well,
decides.
You know what they say, Jace? Everyone's born right-handed. Only the great ones overcome it.
See what you did there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And you work with two of them. How blessed you are.
Yes, even though I knew that and you did not.
Coming up, I already teased that. We're going to do a little baseball. We got a couple big baseball trades today, and then we're going to get into some football stuff. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Don't you worry, you pretty little sports heads.
Okay.
But I was flipping through the channels there during the break looking for something stupid to put on the TV so I could just stare at it mindlessly.
Did you
and
come
I noticed
across Creighton volleyball here?
No, I noticed that the Herbies are on tonight.
So
you remember that? The Herbie Awards?
Yeah.
College Football Awards. Yeah. He's got his own awards. So Kirk Herbstreit.
Okay. Well.
That's on tonight.
All right.
I want you more fired up today. Come on, man. Like the Herbies is a big deal.
It's like a less exciting version of the ESPYs.
I was gonna say, like, what?
We should do the Sookies. Right. You want to do the Sookies?
We did the Sookies years and years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we did that.
Boy, we've done it all here, haven't we?
Yeah, years and years ago we did that. Probably because I got tired of people doing dumb stuff like the Herbies. And I was like, well, let's do the Sookies.
The Sookies.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I lied. There is something awesome on tonight. and it's the Herbies on ESPN. I'm guessing you'll see Lanning and Gabriel and all them there. I think it's a thing.
Are they doing the Herbies from the Heisman stuff?
I don't know, but they're all there.
Okay. Well, maybe Dan Lanning then.
My guess is they're going to do a bunch of other awards, national awards that aren't the Heisman.
Well, they're not going to do the Heisman. I just mean that they're all in New York.
No, I know that they are, but they also, because it's Heisman weekend, other trophies and organizations do their stuff around there as well. So maybe they're presenting some of those awards at the Herbie show. Yeah, that's possible.
He does like dumb things, like, I can't say dumb, but he does stuff like Field General of the Year. And,
yeah.
You know.
The real stuff.
Made up stuff.
Made up stuff. I can't. All right. Game Wrecker, Top Impact Transfer. Come on, Herbie.
Top Impact Transfer. That's a good one.
By Dylan Gabriel, for God's sakes.
By the way, I was looking through his NIL. You know how many NIL deals that dude has?
I do not, but I'm guessing it's quite a few.
So we're talking about Great Clips.
Mm-hmm.
He also has Shop GLD.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
Don't know.
Celsius.
Energy drink.
What is VICIS?
VICIS? I don't know.
Oh, I think it's an alternate spelling of vicious, and I think it's a mouth guard brand.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He endorses them. Yeah,
mouth guards.
He has Animoto Foods Europe.
Sure. Why not? Let's do that.
EA Sports, Brands Unlimited, and Crimson and Cream.
Mm.
He has all of those NIL deals.
Dare I say, he's probably going to make more money this year than he will ever make in the NFL, and good for him.
How much do you think all that's worth? I have a number here. It's a valuation estimate.
Valuation estimate, and then what? So it's not just what Oregon gave him, right? Because I'm sure Oregon paid $1.5 million-ish to come, maybe two.
That's what I don't know. It's also so you get NIL from the collectives, which is just,
yeah, just here.
Checks.
Just take this.
Here, come play here, and we will pay you to do so.
I'm guessing he made about
then you get NIL.
I'm guessing he made somewhere between $3 and $4 million this year.
But then you get NIL partnerships.
Yes.
And that's like they sponsors. Pay you to endorse.
Yes.
Or put on your social media or whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm guessing he made somewhere between $3 and $4 million, $1.5 to $2 million from Oregon, $1.5 to $2 million from this stuff.
This says $2.1 million that stuff.
Yeah. So probably about $4 million total.
That puts him 13th amongst college athletes.
And he's not going to make $4 million next year in the NFL, so. Do you see what they're trying to do with Quinn Ewers? We talked about this yesterday.
I did see
that. There's a report.
Yeah.
A lot of people, well, the Ewers camp is calling it fake news.
Of course they are. Because they don't want to believe that he's going to drop in the NFL draft.
Yeah, they're saying Ewers has an offer for $4 million from a team in the Big Ten.
You know who's in the Big Ten?
Kansas.
The Oregon Ducks.
Ah.
You said it last year.
called this a long time ago. Yeah. He's going to Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's Oregon. Maybe it's probably Ohio State.
I'm just saying, he was already there. But if they do.
Remember, he's the only one from that class to beat Michigan.
Yeah. If they do an evaluation and the NFL is like, dude, we don't like this at all, and you got a $4 million standing offer and then probably another $2 million in endorsements, you got $6 million to come back for another year and prove that you're not a jackass. Look, I'm just saying, that's not the worst thing in the world.
You?
$6 million.
And what if you are a jackass and you just didn't take that $4 million?
Jackass may be a strong word. I think he's matured a little bit. He just, you know.
He just might not be a great pro quarterback.
I think there's an element to that. And I think he likes himself some Quinn Ewers, and I'm not certain if he's the most dialed in guy.
Well, we don't want him. We don't want him here. Dante more time, baby.
He's not bad. I mean,
let's be great, baby.
He's a starting quarterback at Texas now for multiple years.
Yeah. Arch should be in there.
A lot of people think that.
That's the other thing is that they think he's leaving because Arch is going to be their quarterback there at Texas next year.
Yeah. Then they're going to push him out one way or another.
Yesterday's poll question, which college football playoff coach would you most want for your program? Marcus Freeman winning that barely over Kurt Cignetti, 31% to 29%. Steve Sarkisian, close, 25%. Josh Heupel, 15%.
Well, you know where I went. You were a hypo guy.
I like hypo.
I want me some Marcus Freeman.
Today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. What is holding you back from thinking the Ducks win it all? Nothing, defense, Georgia, or everything?
Everything? Oh.
Well, I should have put anything.
Yeah.
Or just something.
Something. Something.
Because random. I don't think people can put their finger on it.
No. I know where I'd put mine.
Your fingers?
Yeah. My finger. I don't have fingers because I think they're going to win it. If you told me right now who I think is the best team,
Oregon or the field?
Well, I'll always take the field in that.
Okay. Oregon, Texas, Georgia, or the field?
Yeah. If I have to pick one team to win, I'm picking Oregon.
Okay. Oregon, Georgia, or the field?
I think I'm still taking the field.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a weird year. But Oregon's the best team, so I'm not putting my fingers. If they don't
put
win
them all on there.
If they don't win a title, a finger, it will be because of the defense.
You're going D?
Yes. Three games against the three real defenses, and they've given up 30 each.
All right. Well, we'll talk about this coming up next. We'll also talk about this with Joey Harrington later in our show. Here is Buck with SportsCenter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, the poll question today, what is holding you back from thinking the Ducks win at all? I was going to check the results and I forgot. Hold on. Yeah, I think it's a weird place for Oregon fans. At least this is my sense. Maybe wrong, but it just feels like it's kind of like a pinch yourself type of situation where
there's not a lot of...
it's hard to believe. Like, they're 13-0.
Yeah.
They won the Big Ten in the first year. Mm-hmm. They really don't have a weakness.
No.
There's no other team that truly scares you.
You have the best quarterback in by far in the tournament.
The whole thing is teed up. There's there's no must-avoid team.
Nope. You should win.
I don't... It's just a weird place to be because Oregon is just not used to this.
It's the only time I've ever said this in the 20 years that we've been doing this, and I don't think anyone's ever said it in the history of the Oregon program, there's no reason that they should not win a national championship. They are the best team in football. They've been the best team in football, and it's laid out for them. And I don't want to hear anything about the path of the schedule because it's not any more daunting than anyone else that's gone through this. You're better than the teams that you're playing. It's just why I think they should win. If they don't, that's where I said I'll put my finger, not my fingers, the defense. If there was one thing about it that I question, and I don't think it's bad, but I look at their schedule, like most team schedules, it's not real challenging. I mean, they just didn't play a lot of good teams, but they played the teams that they played that got into the playoff. There was three games on their schedule against teams that were really quality opponents. And Boise State scored 34 against you and ran wild and probably should have had you. Special teams bailed your ass out. And you played Ohio State, and Ohio State scored 31 on you and ran up and down the field on you. And you escaped that one by the hair of your chinny chin chin at home, one of the toughest places to play, but you found a way. You know, they got the PI call and you know, you escaped with that one. And then you played against Penn State, which we didn't think shows up in big games. And I don't think Penn State's offense is necessarily great. I mean, they got Ty Warren and they ran the ball real well against you. But, I mean, they ran for 300 yards and scored 37 and were driving at the end to at least tie that game. And you made a phenomenal play. So I'll give the defense credit for that. But and of course, the interception that was basically a pick six. But when I look at the three teams that you've played and you gave up 37, 31, and 34, and those games, at least two of them were razor thin. Another one was close-ish. If you want to say what stops you, it's that. Because you get into a shootout, one play goes the other way. You don't get a special teams play. You don't get the PI call. Or maybe they do call PI on Reed, who made the phenomenal interception but was grabbing the defender by the neckline. You know, 50-50 call, just like the Ohio State one. And they both went your way. One of those calls goes the other way, and that's all it takes to lose a game like that. And when you lose a game like that in the playoff, then you don't win. It takes a lot of good fortune and luck, and that would be the thing that would scare me. Is I don't know in the biggest moments if your defense is as stout as we thought it was.
Yeah, but I don't know that there is one that is.
No, probably not.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, this is college football now. Like, I was just looking at the three defenses that we respect the most are Texas, Tennessee, and Georgia that are in this tournament.
Yeah.
Georgia put up, let's see, they played Tennessee and they put up 31 on them.
Yeah.
They put up 30 on Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Georgia's offense has been kind of hit and miss this year.
Absolutely.
Right?
So Oregon has a better offense than Georgia does.
Okay, so they put up. I feel, in other words, what I'm saying is, you can go through these schedules. Like Tennessee, they gave up. Like I said, they gave up 31 to Georgia. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see the best defense that they played besides Georgia. Kind of hard to tell. Yeah, like Texas 31 on Michigan. That's a good defense. You know, I'm just saying that. Like, I think when the elite teams meet, it's the games in the 30s.
Sure.
That's just kind of college football now. Yeah. It's really hard to stop these offenses. And that's where I go back to, I think the defense is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have playmakers.
Absolutely.
Just guys that can step. I mean, you can give up 40, but you make two big plays on the last drive, you might win because no one can stop their offense.
Yeah.
Their offense is so damn good, dude. Dylan Gabriel, Jordan James, all those receivers, I don't see anybody stopping him. I trust Gabriel and I trust Lanning. But what I'm getting at is, like this text says, I can't put my finger on it as a Duck fan, but I just can't mentally get there.
Mm.
We always blow it, no matter the sport, no matter the year. I think there's a lot of that. There's a lot of, this can't be real. Like, this is not going to happen. But
maybe because I'm not a Duck fan, I don't have that, because I can get there. I can't look at any other team. Like, if I'm laying this out and I say, who wins a national championship? There's not another team that I could sit there in good faith and say, I like this team better than I do Oregon getting through. I just can't, because for all the I just got done, you know, talking about Oregon, you brought it up. It's a great point. We talked about Ohio State. Ohio State was supposed to have this vaunted defense, right? We talked about that this was one of the best Ohio State defenses ever and all these, you know, draft picks on it. Well, Oregon did what? Oregon went up and down the field on them. Did whatever they wanted.
34
against
on them?
32.
32, 45 on Penn State.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a really good defense.
Yeah. So
what's the other best defense that they played? I mean, that's what I mean. Like, the elite teams score against good defenses.
Yeah, the only one that really held Oregon in check, and you can say that was just 8 weeks in a row, it was a tough environment, but it was Wisconsin.
Yeah,
Wisconsin,
and they played great.
Wisconsin held them to 17 and played with their hair on fire.
And those games happen, but I just mean when the elite meets the elite.
And you had no Tez in that game, which makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
And I thought their defense was really good.
And we saw that, because with no Tez, you lose to Penn State. You do. Penn State beats you without Tez.
So, and maybe that's just it. It's health. If one of your big guys gets nicked up offensively, well, that's a huge problem. And that but that goes for everybody.
And that goes for everyone, except for, you know, we'll find out because Georgia's not going to have Carson back. So we'll see if Georgia can. And this is why I don't really take Georgia seriously. No offense, but this Georgia team isn't that Ohio State team did it with Cardale Jones. I just don't. I've seen Georgia play enough times this year where
they're not that loaded everywhere else.
No. No, I don't know. I don't know if you can have a team like that anymore with the portal and all that. I just don't know if we have that sort of ability to assemble these teams. And but you're right, health, right? Like if Tez goes down, if Dylan Gabriel goes down, you know, you lose a couple guys on the defensive line. I mean, it's an absolute difference maker.
Well, here's what the poll question looks like right now. The question is, what is holding you back from thinking the Ducks win it all? 33% say nothing. But 26% say everything. 21% Georgia, and then just 20% say the defense.
Yeah.
So it's kind of split.
Yeah.
There.
No, I get it, but I just, I can't, from a rational standpoint, I can't tell you that there's a better team than Oregon because I don't believe that there is.
Well, I think most people know that and agree with that. It's just,
it's hard.
It's a weird feeling.
When you haven't got there, it's hard to get there.
Yeah.
Because even the two times you've been there before against Auburn and Ohio State, you were the underdog. And, you know, I you may be the underdog from Vegas if you play Texas or Ohio State again, but I don't know how anyone could say this team's an underdog.
Look at you go, baseball. That's next on The Fan. Is Dylan Gabriel wearing lipstick?
I don't know. I can't see him. It might just be a gloss.
It's kind of like when he is. I mean, I'm sure he's not, but it looks like he is. He's doing an interview on ESPN right now.
It's probably
it's like he's got lipstick.
It's probably a little gloss.
It's like when you see the Chiefs jerseys, certain angles, they look pink.
They look pink.
Yeah.
Maybe he just has pouty lips. I don't know.
I want you to see that. There.
Oh, God.
Look at that. Does that look
Whoa. Yeah, he's wearing. I mean, I know he's not. Maybe he's.
It sure looks like it.
Boy.
It's possible it's like a weird color correction.
Boy, that
like
is,
with it could be a camera issue.
I'm not gonna lie. When you said that, I was expecting like just a slight hue. No, that 100% looks like he's wearing pink lipstick.
I bet he's not though.
He probably isn't, but I will tell you that is it was alarming when he came up on the screen. I did not expect that to be the
he's
lips
on Sports
in question.
Okay, so we have two baseball trades today. Very big trades, Jace.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this.
I did see this. I didn't
Fire
know,
away, big boy!
I didn't know that this was what you were referring to.
Yeah, well,
look,
they're at the winter meetings.
They're good, but I wouldn't say that this is like...
These are big trades.
Earth-shattering.
Well, they're two of the best players in the game. I mean, I don't know what else you want.
Oh, last time I saw one of them, he was getting his ass kicked by Pete Alonso. Just saying.
The Mets have traded Juan Soto.
Boy, it was nice. That Soto era was nice.
It's like the who's the guy played for the Blazers that didn't play for the Blazers?
Well, they've had a couple of those. The one you're thinking of, though,
they had the press conference.
They had the press conference and they had the jersey.
What's the guy's name? Oh my God!
God bless America. Why can't I think of his
Trenton
his
Hassel?
Name? I think it was Trenton Hassel. You are correct.
What a signing.
That was a great signing.
No, Kyle Tucker goes to the Cubbies.
Yeah.
And this is great because I feel like the Cubs got the better end of the deal, and that's good because the Astros can suck it.
Exactly. Well, and you look at the Astros, it's a little funky because they did the whole, they kept doing the we can't keep this person because they have to sign the next one, but they're kind of running out of guys. Like, all those guys are kind of gone.
Well, they're thinking Bregman may head out, too.
He may head out, too.
In free agency, which is great.
So
screw
them. They kept kicking the can down the road, being like, oh, we can't pay this guy because we have to pay. But, like, last one out, Jose Altuve shut the door.
And then the stupid Yankee. You know, I was just giving crap to one of our resident Yankee fans, Jake, the other day.
Yes.
I'm like, you don't have a closer, dude. Ah. Because they're not going to keep Luke Weaver in the closer's role.
Because Weaver wasn't a real closer. He just was a guy that they threw there because they didn't have anybody. And he turned out to be, at the end of the year, he was great.
So I was giving him crap. Because Clay Holmes is now a Met.
Yeah.
And they're putting him in the rotation for some dumb reason. So the Yankees need a closer. And they just went out and got the best one in baseball.
Yeah, Devin Williams from the Brewers.
They traded for him today.
I would like to point out, though, the last time we saw Devin Williams, he was giving up a 3-run home run to Pete Alonso. Suck it, Devin Williams.
Yeah, that was crazy. Devin Williams, he's the guy with the airbender.
Yeah.
It's a changeup that no one can hit. except for Pete Alonso.
Yeah, that's right.
He has a career 1.8 ERA. Like, yeah. The guy is filthy nails.
Yeah, 1.83 and 97 career relief appearances.
So the Yankees shored up that hole.
Yeah. So long, Nestor Cortez.
Oh, yeah. He goes to Milwaukee. That goober. He gave it. The last time we saw him, he was giving up a grand slam to Freddie Freeman.
Although that was unfair. They brought in Nestor Cortez like off the DL. He hadn't pitched in like 2 months or something.
It had been like 3 weeks or something. And it was like,
bring him in.
Like, with the bases loaded in extras. Come on.
Like, what? Come and he was a starter. And they bring him in relief. And like, here's Freddie Freeman. And there it goes.
Come on.
Yeah. And then a prospect who I had not heard of.
Yeah.
Caleb Durbin, do you know? Is that?
I looked him up. He's not, and there's nothing special about him. The other guy that went to the Astros, the prospect, Caleb Smith. He's like a top 15 pick just from last year.
Okay.
So he's a much.
Because it seemed a little odd to me when I saw that. Like, is this Milwaukee couldn't pay the freight?
Hey, look at the Cubs go. Yeah. Oh, no, I was talking about the Cubs.
Oh, you're talking about the Cubs.
Yeah, the guy that went to the Astros in the Cubs trade, Smith, the prospect, is actually. One a top 15 pick, but the prospect that went to the Brewers, he's not. He hasn't done much.
Then
yet.
Why did Milwaukee?
Probably money.
Yeah, I was gonna say they just couldn't. Is his deal up? And they just they didn't think they could get him.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Because when I saw that, I mean, dude, Devin Williams has been lights out. No offense to Nestor Cortez, and I was like, oh, so is the Durbin guy like their best prospect? And when it didn't. And it didn't appear that way. Now I just kind of scratched my head and I was like, what exactly was Milwaukee doing? There you go. Williams is going to be a free agent next winter, which means Milwaukee can't.
And that's Kyle Tucker too.
But that's the best. And Kyle Tucker's 27 and relievers are weird. I don't know about you. Like, I just find relievers to be like goaltenders. Like Devin Williams has been lights out. Now watch Devin Williams go to New York and not be very good. Relievers are, I think, tough year to year.
All right, coming up next, we'll get to the weekend that is in the NFL. And we have some good news for Oregon basketball as well. Coming up on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.